This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The individual career benefits of developing strong feedback skills, what the research actually shows. Why mastering feedback is the career skill nobody talks about enough. In short, the career benefits of developing strong feedback skills come from a deeper mechanism than most people realise. Feedback ability is how colleagues, managers, and teams measure your emotional maturity and professional readiness. Giving feedback well signals that you can be trusted with difficult truths and complex relationships. Receiving feedback without defensiveness marks you as someone ready for greater responsibility. Both skills compound over time into a professional reputation that opens doors technical ability alone cannot. Definition: feedback skills benefits refer to the measurable career advantages that come from learning to give and receive performance-related input with clarity, directness, and emotional strength. These advantages include increased trust, faster professional growth, and stronger consideration for leadership roles. Introduction. I have watched the same pattern play out for 6 decades. Two people with nearly identical experience and technical knowledge take different career paths. One advances steadily, earns trust, and gets chosen for the work that matters. The other stalls, often without understanding why. The difference, almost every time, comes down to how each person handles feedback, giving it, asking for it, and receiving it when it arrives uninvited. The central question this article answers is direct: what are the actual feedback skills benefits for an individual career, and what is the mechanism underneath them? It matters to understand the why, not just the what, because when you understand why something works, you can apply it with far more confidence and far less guesswork. In this article, you will understand the mechanism that makes feedback skill a career accelerator, and what it means for how you communicate every day. If you are also thinking about how these skills affect your team, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth your time alongside this one. The surface versus the root of feedback skills. Most people think of feedback skills as a communication technique. You learn a few phrases, follow a framework, and deliver your message without damaging the relationship. That is the surface understanding, and it is not wrong. It is just incomplete. At the surface level, someone with good feedback skills knows how to phrase a concern constructively. They choose the right moment, they stay specific, and they avoid language that puts the other person on the defensive. This is observable, teachable, and genuinely useful. Many training courses stop here. Underneath that surface, something more important is happening. Feedback skill is a signal. Every time you give feedback clearly or receive it without flinching, you're demonstrating to everyone around you that you can hold a difficult conversation without losing your composure or your integrity. That signal is what managers, peers, and senior leaders are actually reading. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. The real feedback skills benefits. The mechanism explained. Here is the truth of it: your career does not advance on the strength of your competence alone. It advances on the strength of how much others trust you with complexity. Trust is built in moments of discomfort. When you tell someone something hard, and do it with care and clarity, you demonstrate that you can be relied upon when things are difficult. That is rarer than people think, and it is noticed. Which means that in practice, every feedback conversation you handle well is a small proof of character, and those proofs accumulate. Receiving feedback is the less discussed half of the skill, and it may be more important for career growth. When you hear criticism and respond with curiosity rather than defensiveness, you signal something powerful, that your ego is not bigger than your desire to improve. That is what psychological safety looks like from the receiving end, and it invites people to be honest with you rather than managing around you. This is why people who understand what psychological safety is tend to receive better feedback more often. Feedback skill also affects how you are perceived in terms of leadership readiness. Leaders are expected to have difficult conversations regularly, with directness and with respect. When you demonstrate that you can do this as an individual contributor, you signal that you are ready for more. Organizations promote people they can imagine in harder conversations. This is why developing the skill early pays dividends far later than most people anticipate. There is a compounding effect that most people miss entirely. The more feedback you give well, the more others trust your judgment. The more feedback you receive well, the more others offer you honest input. Honest input accelerates your own development faster than any course or credential. Which means that strong feedback skills are not just a career asset, They are a self-improvement engine. When you combine the ability to give feedback clearly with the strength to receive it honestly, you become someone others want to work with, work for, and advocate for. That combination is what the feedback skills benefits actually look like when the mechanism is running at full strength. What feedback skills benefits look like in real situations. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. A project manager I knew spent years being passed over for senior roles despite strong results. He was competent and hardworking, but when performance conversations came up, he softened everything to avoid conflict. His feedback was so gentle it was meaningless, and people stopped trusting his assessments. When he finally learned to give direct, specific feedback using the kind of structured approach described in How to Give Feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, something shifted. Within a year, his manager began involving him in conversations she had previously kept above his level. A younger colleague came to me frustrated that her ideas were never taken seriously in team discussions. After some honest conversation, we identified the real issue. She reacted to critical feedback on her proposals with visible irritation, which made people reluctant to engage with her openly. She began practicing the kind of honest dialogue that sustains team trust. Within a few months, the dynamic in her team meetings had changed. People challenged her ideas more, and that challenge sharpened her thinking and her reputation. A team lead I worked with struggled to get honest input from his direct reports. He used a structured approach to asking for feedback in a way that invites honesty, and the quality of information he received transformed his decision-making. His manager noticed that his team alignment improved, and he was promoted within 18 months. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emumblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss the feedback skills connection. If this insight is this important, why do so few people see it clearly? After 6 decades of watching people navigate careers, I have a few answers. We are taught that feedback is about the other person. Most training on feedback focuses entirely on delivery, how to frame it, how to soften it, how to structure it. Nobody tells you that the act of giving feedback well is also a performance for every observer in that room, and that those observers are constantly updating their assessment of you. The benefit to your own career is invisible when all the attention is on technique. Receiving feedback feels like losing, not learning. There's a deep human instinct to defend yourself when criticized. That instinct makes perfect evolutionary sense, but it is professionally costly. People who have not examined that instinct mistake their defensiveness for self-respect. What it actually looks like to others is fragility, and fragility disqualifies you from the roles that require resilience. The benefits take time to appear. Feedback skills build reputation slowly. There is no immediate reward for handling a hard conversation well. The compounding effect I described earlier takes months, sometimes years, to become visible in career outcomes. People who think in quarters miss what happens over decades. We conflate comfort with skill. Someone who never gives difficult feedback might be mistaken for a peacekeeper. In reality, they are often conflict avoiders, and that avoidance costs teams the clarity they need. The tool of honest, direct feedback is not about being harsh, it is about being useful. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What this means for how you communicate. Understanding this changes what you do in 3 specific ways. Number 1. Treat every feedback conversation as a trust deposit. Each time you give feedback clearly and fairly, you're making a small deposit into a trust account that will pay out over years. This means preparing before difficult conversations, using structured approaches like the SBVI method to stay specific and behaviourally grounded, and showing up with directness and respect in equal measure. The concrete action: prepare 1 sentence of specific behavioural observation before your next feedback conversation. Number 2. Respond to criticism as a leadership demonstration. When feedback comes your way, remember that how you receive it is being observed. Defensiveness signals fragility. Curiosity signals strength. The practical action: when you next receive feedback that stings, pause before responding and ask 1 clarifying question. That pause and that question communicate more about your readiness than anything you say in your own defense. Number 3. Ask for feedback deliberately and systematically. Most professionals wait for feedback to arrive. The ones who advance fastest go looking for it. Use a structured method, like the approach and how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan, to turn what you hear into a genuine improvement plan. The concrete action: identify one person this week whose honest assessment of your work would be genuinely useful, and ask for it directly. These are not new behaviours. They are the same behaviours, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. The feedback skills benefits that matter most for your career are not about sounding polished in a difficult conversation. They are about what every feedback conversation reveals about your character, your maturity, and your readiness for greater responsibility. Giving feedback well is a public signal of trustworthiness, and that signal compounds over time into your professional reputation. Receiving feedback without defensiveness tells everyone around you that growth matters more to you than ego protection. The mechanism works slowly, which is why most people underestimate it and underinvest in it. Every feedback conversation, given or received, is an opportunity to earn respect or lose it. The courage to be direct, with care and without cruelty, is a skill you can practice starting today. Feedback skill is not a personality trait. It is a method you can learn, apply, and master. To build on what you've read here, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it gives you the practical framework, and scripts for asking for honest feedback from your team gives you the exact language. Both are worth reading before your next difficult conversation. Developing strong feedback skills is not a shortcut to anything. It is the long, real, rewarding work of becoming someone others trust with the truth. Frequently asked questions. What are the career benefits of strong feedback skills? Strong feedback skills signal leadership readiness, build interpersonal trust, and accelerate professional growth. People who give and receive feedback well are seen as emotionally mature and reliable. Over time, this reputation opens doors that technical skill alone rarely does. How do feedback skills benefits show up in daily work? Feedback skills benefits appear in small moments, a performance conversation that ends with clarity instead of resentment, a peer who trusts you enough to tell you the truth, a manager who considers you for stretch roles. These moments compound into a career-defining reputation. Why do feedback skills matter for career advancement? Feedback skills matter for career advancement because leadership requires constant communication about performance, both giving it and receiving it. People who handle these conversations with confidence and directness are seen as ready for more responsibility, regardless of their technical expertise. Can developing feedback skills improve how others see you at work? Yes, developing feedback skills changes how colleagues, managers, and direct reports perceive you. When you give clear, fair feedback and receive it without defensiveness, you signal emotional strength and professional maturity. That perception builds the kind of trust that drives career opportunities. What is the difference between giving and receiving feedback skills? Giving feedback requires clarity, timing, and the courage to say something useful rather than comfortable. Receiving feedback requires the strength to hear criticism without shutting down. Both are learnable skills, and both matter equally for long-term career growth. How long does it take to develop strong feedback skills? Developing strong feedback skills is a practice, not a one-time achievement. Most people begin to see noticeable change in how they give and receive feedback within 3 to 6 months of deliberate effort, consistent practice, and honest reflection after each conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.